You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I would recommend the pineapple bourbon wings, fantastic here, but you got a chance to win two different rounds of golf for two right here, and as well tickets to U of H and Baylor. So we still will be doing that here on this Football Friday as we continue here, right here live on the Drive. All right, Clint, we'll go over here a little 5 o'clock fire. More extensively on the injury report, but we see, Clint, there's going to be multiple starters out on defense. All three of the linebackers, the top three linebackers walking into the season on the depth chart, they're all out. Christian Harris still remains on IR. Azeez Alshire and what's on your mind?
Henry Toa-Toa.
Oh, that's on your mind. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought something else was on your mind. No. Alshire, Henry Toa-Toa, they're all out, not to mention Kamari Lassiter is out, Jimmy Ward. So that's four starters on defense, Clint, that are going to be out of this game. And my thought to you and the people is, do you get a sense that potentially D'Amico needs to adjust how he approaches this game defensively, needs to adjust how he makes calls defensively in this game? Should he change the way he does things with the fact, because we saw it last year, there were injuries to the offensive line. I think that changed the way that Bobby Slowick called the game and how he did things when Austin Deculus was his left tackle at times. Like, do you think that Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans changed their approach at all and how they handle their defense against this Packers team with all the guys they have out?
Look, I hope they change some things just because I don't think you can treat Jordan Love the way that you've treated some of these other quarterbacks and just show them man and get away with it with your cover guys. So I hope there's some things changed, but not due to injuries, right? Because, I mean, yes, you've got lesser players out there, but
the changes you're talking about, you would have done even if everybody was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to disguise more. You got to play less man. You got to rely on your front four, your down four, your front six, if you will. You got to rely on those guys to stop the run and not just show man the way that they have at times. I mean, Jordan Love is going to absolutely torch this defense if you play and you show man pre-snap with 20 seconds left on the play clock. He's just going to pick and choose who he wants to pick apart, and that just can't be the plan going into this game, not with these cover guys. But if you look at from an injury perspective, looking at it through that lens, when if you look at these guys, the only one that hasn't been in this program as long as anybody else, in other words, since D'Amico Ryans got here, is Kalen Bullock. He's having to play for Jimmy Ward. Everybody else, D'Angelo Ross has been here. You look at Jake Hansen has been here. You look at what's my man's name?
Neville Hewitt's been here.
He's been here. So I mean, you look at D'Anico Autry. He's going to have to play now. He's a veteran, hadn't been here that long, but he's a veteran and should understand things. So, I don't think you make any. I don't think you venture from your plan relative to the injuries. All of these guys should know what the hell they're doing. Now you've got a couple lesser players in there, no doubt about it. But all of these guys should know the plan, be able to execute the plan, be able to handle the entire defense, not just the defense that need to be pared down because you've got guys in there. I think the changes should all be due to the fact that you're playing Jordan Love and you're playing an offense that is going to attack across the board. It's not a one-horse race, if you know what I mean. They've got multiple guys. They got a run game. They got a quarterback that can distribute. I think there needs to be some adjustments made there, but not because of injury.
Yeah, I think there's some adjustment needs to be made. But I also think you said something a little bit earlier that was interesting. Is they need to play fast. You want them to play fast and not have a lot to think about. Like, hey man, just attack, man. You know, as close as you can get to see ball, go get ball.
Yeah.
Is what you want. But I think he has to protect him. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, too, as well. Like, I don't know with these, because the Packers, they've got a lot of guys that can attack you on the outside. Like, it's not like, hey, like the Cowboys have CeeDee Lamb and then there's a real drop-off with everybody else. They've got they're closer to the Texans in terms of they got three or four viable receivers that can beat man coverage, one-on-one coverage. And I think D'Angelo Ross being out there, I don't think it's a good move to just leave him, you know, where he is, where he's by himself. So I think you've got to protect guys like him. The tight end position to me is big. How are you going to cover that? Who are you going to cover that with? Because we saw Henry Toa surprise us against Buffalo and him cover some of their tight ends pretty well, which was a bit surprising to us based off what we've seen before. I don't know if Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen can just go out and do those things. I think you got to protect these guys as well. So I think there's got to be some show of restraint in the aggressiveness, because aggressiveness can turn to recklessness very, very quickly.
Sure, I mean, the reality of it is Green Bay is set up as an offense. They're not set up as an offense that's going to come in and force the issue, whether it's forcing the run game or it's forcing the ball in the pass game to a certain receiver. Their entire approach to offensive football is to have guys that they believe can create separation, spread them out across the field, and go find the duck. Where's your best matchup? And unfortunately for the Texans, when you look at their secondary, if Eric Murray and D'Angelo Ross and Jalen Petrie and, as you mentioned, Neville Hewitt, Jake Hansen, all those guys not named Stingley that are going to be in coverage, like potential man-to-man coverage or playing zone in space versus some of these guys, I got to believe the Green Bay feels like they're going to be able to win a lot of those matchups.
Can I also have another angle at this, fellas.
Okay.
And I'll see how the people feel about this. I think Dez King should be active in this game.
Okay.
For me personally, I still think Dez King is this team's best all-around nickel defender. And he's on the practice squad. He's not currently on the roster. They can, of course, you know, pull him up for this game. But when we start talking about what we saw last week, Clint, and rest assured, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, and that offense saw as well. And they've seen it throughout times where when teams have forced Jalen Petrie and Eric Murray to have to cover.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.